So just how vital is a decent broadband speed if you're running a local business in rural Northamptonshire? Kevin Watts runs Sports View, an events logistics business in Moreton Pinckney near the Oxfordshire border. Kevin was on the brink of leaving Northamptonshire in the spring of last year because his internet connection was so poor. I mean, just how bad was it, Kevin?
Well, we were actually operating on a day-to-day basis on 0.6 megabytes. And it meant that trying to put any form of major presentation together, quotations, operating our vehicle tracking systems, they just wouldn't function. If you wanted to get anything done reliably, it meant that nobody else in the office could use their computers.
I mean, that is pretty slow. So, for example, if you wanted to load or click on BBC News online, for example, you wouldn't be able to do that. It would be too slow to load it.
Exactly. Exactly. That was the major problem.
So how did it affect the business?
We got to the point where the business developed. We got hit like a lot of companies did badly in the recession 2008. We gradually turned the business around, but we got to the point where technology, of course, advances by the month, let alone the year. All of the systems that we needed to further develop our business required use of the internet, whether that's for purchasing items or for our sales operation. And with a signal like that, it was just impossible. And I tried for 2 years, every possible means, to get the problem solved and didn't get anywhere with it. So the only thing we could start doing then was to look at other premises.
And I guess in the meantime, you've got competitors who are up to speed, literally, with modern technology and doing you out of business.
This is the problem. It's a competitive world out there, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you're in the service industry, manufacturing industry, the internet is just an essential part. You wouldn't dream of moving into a large industrial area, such as the ones cropping up all around Northampton, unless there was a good broadband and an internet facility there. And why should we who operate in the country be any different?
So how close did you come to actually relocating?
We looked at three or four different sites, and then a chance meeting with our saviours, the Tove Valley Broadband people, turned all that around. But to move a business the size of mine would have cost well in excess of £100,000 just to move premises. That's without buying premises.
Right, for those that aren't familiar with Tove Valley Broadband, just explain to us who they are and what they do.
Well, they're probably the most amazing bunch of people I've ever met in my life. It's an entirely voluntary organisation. They work very, very hard at what they do, and I think currently they have something like 350, 400 people who now receive the Tove Valley broadband signal. But from a business point of view, there's quite a lot of businesses involved in that. So we're getting now anywhere in excess of 36 megabytes, which is a tremendous difference to us, and they've just resolved all the problems that BT and others couldn't.
So that's 36 megabytes now compared with 0.6 you were talking about. And actually, if I'm right, where you're based in Moreton Pinckney, you're actually technically outside the Tove Valley area, aren't you?
Correct. They went to extraordinary lengths to help us out of the difficulty. Right from the word go, we knew we were outside the area. We talked about it. They gave us an unbelievable amount of help. We had people at weekends on cherry picker crane things to look for line of sight and so on and so forth. And once they'd found a route to get the signal to us, within 72 hours, we were up and running.
How is it they were able to do it when, as you say, big organisations, BT, for example, and there are others clearly, how is it that they could do it and these big companies couldn't?
Well, certainly my understanding of the thing, from a government point of view, with this magnificent rollout thing which tells us that 95% of the country will have fast broadband by 2017, so they haven't got much longer to do it. But there's two companies basically involved in putting the infrastructure in, which is BT and Fujitsu. And you hear lots of BT getting contracts and operating all over the country, which is fine, but it's a lockdown effectively. If they know that 95% of the country is going to be covered, they must surely be able to identify the 5% that isn't and look to do something different.
Northamptonshire County Council, of course, have got a rollout plan involving BT, I think. Were they not able to help you?
Nope. And worse, it was they were probably one of the most difficult, along with BT, difficult people to communicate with. But you can ask as many questions as you like. You will not get an answer. And a typical example, certainly as far as BT is concerned, is that at the time we were talking to them, when we were still trying to operate off ISDN lines, we're told about the big rollout and it's coming and, yes, but your area will be next and so on and so forth. 2 years ago, they were nearing, they'd be able to let us know within the next few months. And I looked on their website last night, and for the postcode that my business is based in, it still says exploring solutions.
Meanwhile, you found your own solution. Kevin, thank you so much for talking to us on the programme this morning. I do appreciate you coming on. Kevin Watts, who runs Sportsview, an event logistics business based in Moreton Pinckney, who had his business saved from having to relocate, apart from anything else, by Tove Valley Broadband, and others couldn't help. We'll hear more on all of this later. If you've got comments you want to make, you know how to do so. Text.